Doctor Who, The Invasion of the Daleks, written by Matthew Kapelke, based on a story by Terry Nation, Part 1.
God, do I hate doing this? I really hate doing this.
Yeah, well, it's got to be done. Someone has to clear up these tunnels so they can be used again.
The Council haven't used them in years. Now they want us to clear them up for use. It just annoys me, Paul. You know that? Paul, are you there? Paul!
I'm here, Jim.
You're blinding. Nearly had me with that one. Very funny.
Stop your blabbering and come and look at this boy.
What is it?
I don't know. It looks like some kind of electronic device.
Look, it's not ours. Let's just leave it for another group to find. Our ship finishes in a few minutes.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. Just leg it.
Doctor?
Quite. I haven't enjoyed an open-air jam session like this for ages.
I used to love listening to jazz. I'd listen to it on Classic FM back home. But I stopped listening to it for quite a while. Lost touch with it, I suppose.
The last time I listened to jazz, Ace and I went up against the Cybermen. After that, thought I'd best stick to classical music. Still, in this regeneration, I think I've rediscovered my taste in jazz.
I think I've rediscovered my taste as well. Anyway, now that it's finished, what do you want to do, Doctor?
Let's go catch our train and head back to the TARDIS.
Yeah, let's go. Now, what was it you were telling me about the Sigyn Theta character?
Well, he was one of those people who seemed to have a knack of always getting himself into trouble. So I had to tow his TARDIS out of the wormhole after jump-starting it with Kanine's backup power pack.
Oh, poor old Sigyn.
Poor old Sigyn! What about the stress that the wormhole caused on my TARDIS? The poor old girl has never been the same since. Anyway, that rotten old Shoff never even said thank you. The man's a clueless buffoon. Oh, where's our train?
I'm sick of British Rail. Their trains never run on time.
Yes, and that reminds me. I heard that.
Attention, please. Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. All passengers must leave the platforms immediately and proceed to street exits. This is an emergency, I repeat. All passengers must leave the platforms immediately and proceed to the street exits. This is an emergency.
What's all that about?
Probably a bomb scare. You shouldn't be surprised. Chloe, get down! Chloe, are you all right?
It's as black as pitch in here. I can't see a thing.
Yes, the explosion must have taken out the power. Hang on, I think I have a torch in here somewhere. Now, which pocket did I put it in? Aha, here we are.
Look, Doctor, the explosion tore a hole in this wall.
Yes, and the explosion's also brought down my roof. They're trapped. However, this looks like an old maintenance tunnel of sorts. Let's follow it, see where it leads.
It's a dead end. Let's go back, Doctor. We're obviously not going to get out this way. There's nothing here except a load of sandbags.
Hang on. Let's see if we can move these bags out of the way. There may be something behind them. So, there was a door behind all those bags.
Can you open it?
I'll try my new sonic screwdriver. I've been meaning to make a new one ever since the Pterolepters destroyed my last one. Let's see if this new one works. Now, this tunnel must lead somewhere. Probably an old emergency exit. Come on.
Doctor, I don't like this. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
Yes, I must say I rather agree with you. Come on, let's get out of here. There must be another way out of this station. Daleks, Chloe, when I say run, run, run!
Emergency services. What do you think, Doctor? Doctor? Doctor! Doctor! Where are you? Oh, the galaxy must still be holding him prisoner. I've got to do something. I've got to help him.
So, what are you all up to here then? Somehow, I don't think British Rail would employ you. You'd make lousy ticket inspectors. The first customer who didn't pay would get exterminated. Not very good for business.
You will remain silent. Neutronic charges now plant in key positions throughout London underground system. They will be exploded by this device. We will now start phase two of the operation. We obey. You will obey our orders. Any attempt to escape and you will be exterminated.
Somehow I just knew you'd say that.
Silence!
Excuse me, officer. My friend is trapped down there.
What did you say?
I said my friend is trapped down there.
I think you'd better come with me. I'll take you to Colonel Trent. He's the officer in charge of this clean-up operation. He can help you. Excuse me, sir. Sorry to interrupt, but we've got a bit of a problem.
What is it, Sergeant?
This young lady says her friend is trapped down on the platform.
Okay, I'll take care of this.
Very good, sir.
Now, you say your friend is trapped down there, is that correct?
Yes, and we've got to get him out.
Alright, however, your friend must be trapped pretty badly, because we've already been down there and they rescued the few who didn't make it out before the explosion. Jenkins, Andrews, Slater, get some rescue gear together. We've got to go underground to get someone.
Yes, sir!
It's on the other side of this rubble, a maintenance tunnel. It's where the doctor and I were trapped.
The firemen have cleared the way through the rubble. Let's go.
Here it is. This is the door that trapped us. The doctor is on the other side of it.
Okay. Andrews, try and open it, will you?
Ah, it's not good, sir. It's a jam tight shut. Tell you the firemen to cut it open.
Yes, and hurry, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, miss. It's going to be all right. We'll get your friend out of there.
I don't believe it!
What?
The room's empty. The doctor's gone.
Doctor Who. The Invasion of the Daleks, written by Matthew Kapelke, based on a story by Terry Nation, part 1 of 3, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, David Chodra as Jim Smith and the Soldier, Mark Jones as Paul Jones, the Railway Station PA voice and a Soldier, David Hutchinson as the Daleks and Davros, Jeff Kelly as the Policeman, Scott Marshall as Colonel Trent, and Vitold Teats is Lieutenant Andrews. Production, additional script by David Hutchinson, Vitold Teats and Scott Marshall. Recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke. Title music by Ron Grainer, arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music by Malcolm Clark. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Adaptation, copyright, 1998, Back to Reality Productions.